Chapter 1. The Death of a Hero. 13 years of age, Mumbai. One day, about 6 years ago, my best friend, Salim, and I went to the cinema. Salim was crazy about Hindi films, and he was really excited about seeing this one again. He had already watched the film 8 times, and knew the name of everyone who had worked on it, from the main actors to the people who styled the actors' hair and clothes. The film was starring his favourite actor, Arman Ali. Salim loved Arman so much back then that he had pictures of the star all over our little room in the chawl. His life's dream was to become a famous actor, just like his hero, Arman. I thought Arman was okay, but I did not like him as much as Salim did. There was hardly anyone in the cinema that day, and we went straight to the front row, where we always liked to sit. Salim loved to sit there because he wanted to see every part of Arman: his green eyes, his perfect nose, his beautifully cut hair, the very small scar on his cheek, everything. I was happy to sit in the front row too, but I had a different reason. I wanted to see every part of my favourite female actor, Priya Kapoor. She was very beautiful, and she was starring with Arman Ali for the first time in this film. We both stared excitedly at the screen as the film began. Then, about an hour into the film, I noticed someone walking towards the front of the cinema. It was quite dark, but I could see that it was an older man with a long beard. He moved along the front row and then sat down in the seat next to Salim. I thought this was very strange. Why was he joining the film halfway through? And why did he come and sit next to Salim when there were 200 other seats to choose from? Salim, however, did not seem worried. He was far too busy staring at Priya and Arman, whom he knew were soon going to start kissing. As we watched, soft music began to play, and Arman moved slowly towards Priya. He looked deeply into her eyes, then began to kiss her. At that moment, I noticed the man next to Salim was moving in his seat. I saw his leg touch Salim's. Salim seemed to think it was an accident and moved his own leg away. But it happened again. Then, a few seconds later, the man reached out his hand and put it on Salim's leg. Salim immediately turned to the man and pushed his hand away roughly.
"Get off me, you dirty old man! Don't touch me again, or I'll kill you!"
shouted Salim, and then he hit the man across the face. The old man tried to stand up, and Salim reached out and tried to catch him. But as Salim pulled at him, the beard came away from the man's face. At that moment, the lights came on in the cinema. The man turned and ran away through a door with the word "exit" above it. But in those few seconds, Salim and I had seen the green eyes, the perfect nose, the small scar on his cheek. Salim was sitting down now, holding a large ball of false grey hair in his hands. He was silently crying. Arman Ali, his hero, had died. Smita is staring at me. I am not sure that she believes me.
"So, how old were you when this happened?" she asks.
"I think I was about 13. It was when Salim and I lived in a chawl together."
"You do realize that if this story was made public, it could destroy Arman Ali," Smita says. "It would end his life as an actor.
But of course, That would only happen if what you just told me is true.
You still don't believe me, I said.
I didn't say that, she told me.
Let's start the DVD now. I want to know what the first quiz question was. I nod my head, and Smita pushes the button on the DVD player. The TV studio lights are low now. I can hardly see the audience sitting around me in a circle. There is just one big, bright light, and it is shining on me. I am sitting in a comfortable black leather chair in the middle of the stage, and opposite me is the presenter of the quiz show, Prem Kumar. A studio sign lights up with the word silence, and then I hear someone speak.
Cameras ready? And 3, 2, 1, recording!
Loud music starts playing, and then Prem Kumar's voice fills the studio.
Good evening, everyone! And here we are again, ready to see who will make history today by winning the biggest prize ever offered on Earth. Yes, we are ready to find out who will win a billion.
The studio sign changes to clap now, and the audience begins clapping. Then, as the clapping comes to an end, Prem Kumar says,
So, our first contestant today is 18-year-old Ram Mohammed Thomas. Everyone, please give him a warm welcome.
Everyone claps. Then, Prem Kumar turns to me.
So, Mr. Thomas, what do you do?
I'm a waiter in Jimmy's Bar and Restaurant in Mumbai.
A waiter? Now, isn't that interesting? Tell me, how much money do you make every month?
About 900 rupees, I tell him.
That's all, he says. And what will you do if you win today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Prem Kumar stares at me. I am not saying what they want me to say. I am supposed to smile and say that I will buy a restaurant, or a plane, or a country, or that I will throw a huge party, or travel around the world.
Okay, says Prem Kumar, going on. Let me explain the rules to you. You'll be asked 12 questions. If you answer each question correctly, you could win an amazing prize. 1 billion rupees. You can stop at any time from question 1 to 9 and keep the money you have won up until that question. But after question 9, you cannot stop. After that, it's either play or pay. Remember that if you don't know the answer to a question, you have 2 special chances. The first is call a friend, and the second is half and half. So, are you ready for the first question, which is worth 1,000 rupees?
Yes, I am, I reply.
Okay, here is question 1. Now, we all know that Arman Ali and Priya Kapoor have been seen on the big screen together in many films. But can you name the popular film in which Arman Ali starred with Priya Kapoor for the very first time? Was it A. Fire, B. Hero, C. Hunger, or D. Disappointment?
The music changes, and I hear a clock ticking loudly.
D. Disappointment, I reply.
And did you see Disappointment at the cinema?
Yes.
And you are sure about your answer?
Yes. The music plays excitedly, and then a moment later, the correct answer appears on a big screen behind me.
That's 100% correct. You've just won 1,000 rupees.
Well done, says Prem Kumar. And we will now take a quick break.
The studio sign changes to clap now, and the audience claps. Prem Kumar smiles. I do not.